The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everyone. It is 5 a.m. right out of the box, Wednesday morning, 21 October 2020, and coming to the end of good weather, 710 KNUS. Weather Center weather, 73 the high, 37 tonight. Tomorrow we get to the 60s, but then it goes down, 44 Friday, 55 on Saturday, Sunday, snow and 30 degrees, 33 degrees on back to work Monday. So the weather's taking a turn, and it is good for us. Maybe help put the fire out, or fires out. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. And topping the news are the fires. The explosive growth of the Cameron Peak, Calwood, and Left Hand Canyon fires is forcing the closure of national forest lands, including areas in Jefferson, Clear Creek, Gilpin, Boulder, and Larimer counties. Closures will be reevaluated daily. Meanwhile, fire officials say the crews fighting the Boulder County fires have been making good progress both on the ground and in the air. The Calwood fire is 21% contained after burning over 9,800 acres. The Left Hand Canyon fire remains 4% contained at 459 acres. This news is presented by Audible. The all-new Audible now gives you thousands of select audiobooks, podcasts, originals, and more, all included with membership. Try it free for 30 days. Visit audible.com. Fox News is saying sources tell them the computer, which allegedly contains damaging emails in the Hunter Biden Ukraine case, is in the hands of the FBI. The FBI characteristically is not commenting. The emails purportedly link Hunter Biden with influence peddling between Ukraine and his father, Joe Biden, when the elder Biden was vice president. Joe Biden is denying the allegations, calling them Republican talking points.
What do you expect them to say? I mean, I thought that. I saw him. Mm-hmm. He said, what did I expect you to say?
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter Biden is he's a very, very, very smart Neil Bush. That's who he is.
Hmm.
He, of course, he uses it.
Hmm. Yeah, well, of course.
Come on.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
He's a very, very, very smart version of Neil Bush.
Hmm.
Truth is.
Yeah. The Senate Judiciary Committee is planning on a vote to send the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the full Senate this week. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate plans then to vote on her confirmation on Monday. The Senate plans on voting on a $500 billion COVID relief deal today. Meanwhile, in the House, Nancy Pelosi says after talks with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin late yesterday, she hoped an agreement could be reached there by the end of this week, according to Reuters. CSU's season opening football game against New Mexico is canceled due to the prevalence of the coronavirus in New Mexico. The game was scheduled for Saturday. There's no plan to reschedule it. In sports, the Dodgers win Game 1 of the World Series 8-3 over the Rays, and European stocks slid today as markets opened there. Several indices in Asia had risen overnight. On Wall Street, S&P futures are up slightly, Dow futures are down slightly, and NASDAQ futures are up 0.2% in advance of this morning's opening. And that, Pete, is real news.
73 will be the high today, 62 tomorrow, 44 on Friday, and then kaboom. Snow comes into the city. 30 degrees will be the high on Sunday. 20 degrees, 14 degrees on Monday night into Sunday. That's cold outside.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, 303-696-1971 is the phone number. We are now 13 days away from the election. There's all kinds of conversation about how many days it'll take before everybody knows. I'm not sure how to answer or respond to that. My best guess is we may know, you know, late in the night, or at least the estimates of close to where it comes in. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm really not sure. It is a lot tighter, I think, than the networks want you to believe. It is a lot tighter than a lot of people want you to believe. But it comes down to a bunch of different things I wanted to talk about in open lines. We were talking about this prior to the show starting. Billy is one of Billy's best friends, and I've had the same experience. You've had the same experience. Just came back from a lengthy car trip through Michigan and through the Midwest. And this observation has been made by other people, but this is most recent, that if you're outside of cities, you see, and I see it here, Trump signs.
Yes.
If you're in cities, you see Biden signs.
Yes.
And my brother said that. He said, Pennsylvania, you know, you get outside of Pittsburgh and Westmoreland County and those places, he said, it's all Trump signs. And in the city, it's all Biden signs. And we've talked about, you know, how cities have operated. The most violent cities are run by Democrats. The most screwed up corona states are run by Democrats. But why do you think? I mean, I have a lot of questions and some commentary. We have some more Cal Clark stuff, and there's a couple of other things I want to talk about. But just as an open lines jump ball question, why do you think cities support Joe Biden and rural America seems to want Donald Trump? And as you were talking, we were talking during the break, or before the show started, that's why the Electoral College is so important.
Yeah.
And that's why these people who want to use this and on your ballot, I've never been a big believer in radio talk show hosts telling people how to vote. I mean, I think that's ridiculous. But the other side of that is it's the one reason why you can't vote popular vote, because it will steal everything that those white, dead, male European slave owners laid out and said, look, here's the move. And so if you want to vote with California, hey, fine.
Yeah.
And of course, after Hillary was defeated, and of course she goes down swinging, I was never defeated. I won the popular vote, but you didn't win by the rules, and they're never going to let that happen again. So they have these enormous states like Texas and New York, or California and New York. So anyhow, that's the wedge. So I'm not telling you how to vote, but boy, if you get a chance to look at that one, look at it carefully. 13 days until we know, or will we know, what do these cities, why do the cities support Biden, and why does the outside of the cities in this country, and the states that are agricultural states, are, you know, they're by and large Donald Trump states.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 303-696-1971. Again, the only television news outlet in the city that continues to play hardball on the murder of Lee Keltner is, of course, Channel 9. But it's self-obvious or self, you know, it's self-reflective. And so last night, Kyle Clark's criminal case against unlicensed security guard could come down to self-defense argument. Now, they go and they bring out none other than Mitch the Ditch Morrissey. One-time district attorney, former boss of Beth McCann, who was very much involved in the ouster of Bill Ritter when Bill Ritter tapped out and left the governor's job. They were doing some hanky and some of your panky. And who did a deep dive into inside of a computer that nobody's allowed to go into and or should not go into? And they destroyed the life of a really, really brilliant young ICE agent by the name of Corey Voorhees. And I just had lunch with Corey when I came back from Sturgis. And he ended up in federal court, and they came after Corey Voorhees. He's the one that outed Bill Ritter for giving agricultural trespasses to illegals and to heroin dealers and to child molesters and all the things that Bill Ritter was doing. And his boy was Mitch Morrissey. And Morrissey is no longer on the job. He is now in private practice. But this is the same gimmick that Channel 9 played before, getting Stanley Garnett, who had one time been the Boulder DA. Now Stanley is a Brownstein operative. And Stanley did a dirty job, or tried to do a dirty job, on Brett Kavanaugh. Same kind of backdooring. So now, Mitch Morrissey used to be the district attorney. So Channel 9 goes to him, and they use their stalking horse reporter. You know, he's not really one of us. And so they now have a quote from Doug Richards, who's the attorney for the Doloff family. They now know, and know he's now known as Matt. Matt was acting in self-defense. Matt put his life and now his liberty in between the now deceased and the 9 News employee. This is not a political assignment for Matt. This is simply Matt protecting your employee. No, the guy was very much involved in politics. I mean, Doloff, it's provable on the internet the kinds of things that Doloff was involved in.
Yeah.
But I love this. So this is Doug Richards, who I'm told is one hell of a lawyer. I want to know who's paying for Doug. Probably Doloff's family, because I think Channel 9 is hightailing it, as they said in the old Western films. I'm going to hightail it out of here. Well, you know, the tails of the animals are in the air and they're running.
Right.
So I think 9's hightailing. But I thought this was interesting. When everyone else has left this go, Channel 9 with, of course, Kyle Clark. Of course, Kyle Clark. But they run this piece last night and they go get Mitch Morrissey. It's the equivalent of Stanley. Mitch is an interesting character. He doesn't like me very much, but break my heart. He was really involved in what was going on with the Ritter campaign and the destruction of Corey Voorhees and all the things that went with it. So without further ado, and of course they make the big deal out of, it's not really us, we've given this to our sister reporter. And, I mean, anybody that's on the inside of this business just, I mean, you just chuckle at this. And they say it still, they continue to say it with a straight face. They're, it's like, you know, Joe Piscopo does mornings in New York for the same company that you and I were, and you and I, Billy, work for.
Mm-hmm.
And if I screwed the pooch so badly that they needed to cover down, and so Brian Taylor said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in a neutral character, Joe Piscopo.
Joe.
We're going to bring Joe Piscopo in here to sit in Peter's seat because,
because he's got credibility.
We don't want to investigate ourselves.
Right.
So Joe Piscopo, who was paid by the same company, that this idiot's paid for, but we'll do it. So, I mean, they continue to do this, and they do it with a straight face after, I think by now, at least reasonably intelligent human beings have figured out Channel 9. And they do that little cow swarmy Clark guy, but then they bring in, and I was watching it, because I'm watching them now for what they're doing. And I thought, oh, my God, Mitch Morrissey, would you not do this? I mean, you had Stanley. I'm surprised the guy didn't call him Mitchell. That's what I thought he called him, Mitchell. So without further ado, we have lots of open lines. But, I mean, and why are they doing it? Why do they? I wrote my little notes, and this is my handwriting from watching the news last night. Why does 9 keep on the story? Self-defense, Mitch the DA. It's my notes to myself. I see. And I thought, man, you really have no bottom. And you bring out Mitch Morrissey?
When you were a little kid and you were caught doing something you know you did.
Sure.
And did you just ever keep a straight face and just keep trying to make it like...
Did you?
No.
I mean, when little guy. You know, little guys, you can turn it up. You know,
okay.
I lived in fear, so...
No, I'm not talking about crying. I'm talking about... sticking to that lie no matter what, with the straightest face you can, you know?
I can't explain Mitch's behavior. Kyle Clark's cans on a lie. He's safe. This guy that worked for the Republican Party did this piece, and Jimmy's coming on the show to talk about the work he did, but this guy, Daniel Cole, and he did this guest commentary, Kyle Clark's ridicule of the right could drown 9 News. I thought it was really well put together. We're trying to get him on the show. But the part of this that I think is interesting is, and Chuck Bonnewell said this best. We had a conversation about it in the newspaper. Chuck said, everybody at Channel 9 right now, their jobs are good. They're not going anywhere. Anybody that gets canned is an admission. Matter of fact, it's probably a good time for Kyle to go and ask for a raise. I mean, but anybody that gets from a cameraman to a floor director to an ad copywriter to a time salesperson to, you know, go fill in the blank.
Yeah.
If any of them loses a gig and that gets out, why? Kyle Clark's job is good. I mean, there's really good pieces that are done on Kyle Clark. Jimmy's was television, Denver TV anchor with private security ridicules the people worried about violence. This fellow's piece was guest commentary, Kyle Clark's ridicule of the right could drown Nine News. That's not lost on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, you know, you're in a business.
I mean, oh, yeah, you bet.
That's not lost on
them.
And so, but somebody, Kyle Clark's not calling these shots. Larry the lawyer is, and the idiots who are managing Nine, let it go. Shut up. Shut the front door. You know, like, try and get out of this. But, you know, Stefan has that source that tells Stefan they're trying to screw a jury pool. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's Stefan's guy.
Oh, okay.
He told Stefan, he said.
Well, that would make sense.
Of course it
sure.
would. Sure, of course.
Sure.
They're trying to tamper with the jury. Spit that out, Peter.
Yeah.
Tamper with the jury right now. You know, I'll let that go. I certainly. Anything with Channel 9 is conceivable. But it was very swarmy. We can't show it on radio, but you can hear it. And you can hear this, the ridicule. And now they're building up the self-defense. This is the answer as well. It's all self-defense. They are the only television station. I looked around the dial. Nobody else is covering this. The Denver Post is hightailing it. It's left to Channel 9. And they leave it to Kyle Clark. I rest my case. They trot out Mitch Morrissey. Please. Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is Kyle Clark.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. Wednesday, October 21, 2020, 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyle. It's good to have you here. 73 will be the high. 62 Thursday. Friday, boom, starts down. 303-696-1971. There's two schools here in open lines. One is, why does Channel 9 continue to do what they're doing? It's self-evident. They are working their own self-defense by using, and Kyle Clark can pull the Pontius Pilate, and the rest of them can be Pontius Pilate and wash their hands of what they did and bring in these out-of-towners and use them, but they're really not out-of-towners independents. They're not a long, not even by a long shot, are they? They are tools of the same people, Nine News and Tegna. Now, they're doing this and bringing in Mitch Morrissey to scramble this up even better. Can you see it? I mean, can you finally come to terms with what they do? They're on the hook, as somebody wrote me this morning, and I said, yeah, they are. So they're using Mitch, the district attorney, to come up with a self-defense defense. And they use this other dope to do the same thing. And then they use the attorney that the Dolefs have hired to do the same thing. Tie it up into one little package, put a ribbon on it, and serve it up to you and say, see if they bite. The next one, of course, is we are 13 days away. What do you think? 303-696-1971 lines are open. And we were kicking this around a little bit this morning before the show started, Billy and myself and Tom. Why is it, and then, you know, I only went on one trip this summer, but it was a couple days motorcycle trip up in the South Dakota. And it was true. If you were in a red state, and and there's not any real big red cities, but there's a bunch of Trump signs and less masking and a more casual approach. And then you get into the Democrat cities, they're more violent. There's all kinds of lockdowns taking place and masking, and all the Biden signs are up. Why is that? It's a philosophical question. Why? Why do you think so? It's a good one, though, too, isn't it? So lines are open. Let's get this party started. As buying a new home crossed your mind, and maybe you want something bigger, maybe you're ready for a different neighborhood. Listen to this. Mortgage rates continue to be historic lows, making ownership incredibly affordable, especially when you work with Colorado's own American Financing. These are the guys that they took me under their wing, and they dropped my interest rates, and they tightened everything up, and I'm in great shape. American Financing, because they've been around for over 20 years, born here, continue to grow. The real estate market is great right now, and the interest rates have never been low, so they know what it takes to get you into home for less. All I ask you to do, and you will be glad you did, as the man said, call 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Don't put off your new home purchase any longer. The real estate agents, they can contact you and put you together with them. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. The other one, because my disdain is the ratings, again, crash another 17% for week six of Sunday Night Football. A season-long decline continues. The NFL has suffered another ratings disaster, this time a 17% nosedive for week six of Sunday Night Football. Now, they're backing away from all this Black Lives Matter stuff. I see people send me, the people who put these things together on the internet, and they send them to you, and you can read them, you can see them. And this is called SportsNaut, SportsNaut.com. NBC earned 9.43 million viewers for its game between the Niners and the Rams. Picked up a 2.8 rating in the 18-49 demographic. That's a hefty loss from week five when 11.4 million turned in to see the Seahawks and the Vikings, which is also a down number. Indeed, Sunday Night Football, and I'm reading this, has slipped further behind for each of its now six broadcasts this year. There's six. SportsNaut, again, my source, noted that week one earned 18.94 million and steadily eroded from there. Week two fell to 17.69, week three, 16.57. Week 4, 15.08. Week 5, 11.4. Week 6, bottomed out at 9.43. Why? You would think in a corona delayed, no one can go to the stadiums, no one can go anywhere. Boy, we should sit home and watch football. What do you think's happening? The other one, and I read about this, I started reading about it on the internet yesterday, about Joe Buck and Troy Aikman slamming the flyovers. Have you seen this? Like I said, I don't watch football. I don't watch the games. Didn't Joe Buck grow up here, Billy? Did Joe Buck grow up here? Someone told me that he didn't. I don't know that. But Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on Sunday, and they're caught. They called it hot miking. And I'll read this to you. The moment of honesty and truth came after Tampa Bay's Raymond James Stadium, an arena that was only filled 25%. Buck and Aikman did not understand why the flyovers continued despite diminished capacity, and they discussed it. Aikman says, and he's quoted, "That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. Buck, that's your hard-earned dollar and your tax dollars at work." And then he said, "That stuff ain't happening with a Kamala Biden ticket." Well, at least he got that part right. She's in front. Even Joe Buck and Troy Aikman find pregame flyovers to be a little much these days. It's unknown why Aikman believes Democrats wouldn't waste taxpayer money. I think that's a great line. Gee, where'd you get that one? And I love the Kamala Biden ticket. I didn't see this because I don't watch, but apparently it is irated some fans, and Buck and Troy Aikman caught slamming flyovers. Did you hear that or did you see it? And, you know, and the other one, too, is, and I got to listen as Billy and I were talking about after the radio show yesterday. Limbaugh is in really bad shape. Michael Savage goes after him for crying. Michael Savage, I thought, was a stooge anyhow. But, my God, I mean, you know, the worst case of professional jealousy I've ever watched in my life. I listened to what Limbaugh was saying about his medical condition. It's not good. And I thought it was very emotional. You know, Limbaugh's changed the face of our business. And for the better. And Michael Savage, who really is not a nice person. I know guys that worked on the job with him and guys that know him say, "Yeah, come on." But that Dr. Savage thing, it's almost like that Dr. Jill Biden stuff. Come on. I mean, isn't it true that the doctors, that, you know, the legitimate PhDs and MDs, they're not making that a big deal. I know. I mean, Dr. McCallum, I call her Julie. Dr. Gleaser, I call him Rob. You know, and they kind of make that to me. I mean, come on, just call me this. And lots of times you got these really brilliant PhD historians on the show. And I'll tell you, hey, man, call me Mike. Call me John. Call me, you know, they... And the notion that they always do that, Dr. Joe Biden, what a load. And now, of course, it's Dr. Michael Savage. I think he's a lawyer. But what a horrible thing to have done to Limbaugh. Stupid. And, you know, it's a competitive business. It's a tough business. But, you know, I got tons of friends at KOA and friends at K-How. And, you know, I understand how the business works. But, boy, that was rotten of Savage to come out and attack Limbaugh like that. That was low life. All right, 303-696-1971. This Kyle Clark thing. And Jimmy Sangerberg is coming on the show. And then this guy, and we're trying to track him down, Daniel Cole. Guest commentary, Kyle Clark's ridicule of the right could drown 9 News. You couldn't have told by it last night, man. I watched it, and it came right out. And maybe, like I said, his job's good. He's safe. There's nobody touching Kyle now. And he doesn't need his armed guards and the rest of the crap that they're doing. He doesn't need any of that. And Channel 9 doesn't need to paper up its windows and have armed guards. They don't need any of that. That's all part of their play. This is part of their optics. If they, too, are victims. And I thought it was a great line this fellow did writing about the promoting of the guy who really started all of this, the Jeremiah Kelly. And now they're allowing him to become a victim and wear his bulletproof vest and shiver. Shame on 4 for that. And 9, well, it just goes to show you. Seasons are changing, and I don't have to make that up. You don't need what did Bob Dylan say? You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. It's going to be 18 degrees on Friday night. It's going to be 26 on Saturday, 20 on Sunday, 14 degrees on Monday night, 18 degrees on Tuesday night. Call our friends, the Mighty Deal, Mighty Plumbing and Heating, the $69 value safety check. Remember I warned you? Remember like your parents. I tried to tell you. It's a $69 only furnace safety check, plus they take care of all your plumbing and heating repairs and replacements with the best equipment. They are do it, and they do it right, but let them, man, call them right now. I mean, I think it might work right now. Blanche, we waited too long. No, we did not. 720-340-1950, 720-340-1950. And schedule online, mightyph.com. I warned you, and there's no hassles, and the scheduling, they come out, they wear the mask, they use all the COVID stuff, and they do the background checks on their guys, and they came to my house twice. And they use everything to do it right, $69. It's going to get cold, and let's see, tonight's 37 degrees, so maybe the furnace will kick on, and maybe it won't, right? So you call them, 720-340-1950, please, online, mightyph.com. Did you see the piece last night on PBS on Winchell? Wow. They do. I mean, stuff on PBS can be home runs. And they did a piece on Walter Winchell. And it was great. And I just thought, man, I mean, you know, Winchell's one of the precursors to a lot of people in this business. And he is the sweet smell of success is about Winchell. But, man, I tell you, Billy, if you don't get a chance to see that, if you're a history geek of the radio, TV, and the media business, you got to see that. And it's about Walter Winchell. It was on last night. All right, 303-696-1971. You're up right after this.
KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyles Show.
It's a Wednesday, everybody, the 21st of October. We are 13 days away. 303-696-1971. Mike Roberts is coming up on the show. He did a piece, and it's called How JonBenet Ramsey, Non-Story, Turned into Demonic Blockbuster. I didn't even know this until I read Roberts this morning. It's a cover of a tab, and it says, Devil Cult Burns JonBenet's Grave. Bizarre Ritual Revealed. Roberts is coming up. He'll be on right after Jimmy's on. Jimmy's on at 8. And we're trying to get this guy on, Daniel Cole, who did the piece, Kyle Clark's Ridicule of the Right Could Drown 9 News. 73 will be the high today, 37 tonight, 46 tomorrow, 62. That's the spread, and then it drops. I read you a couple. A lot of good email coming in. Channel 9 is on the hook, bringing the killer to the rally. 9 failed to investigate Doloff's background. Can you say Mandalay Bay shooter and liability for failure to investigate by resort? liability of the of an employee is a greater duty. Can you say millions of all persons in the zone in danger? Cha-ching. Email. What if Kelter had gone for his gun or begun to pull his gun? Then maybe self-defense. But Kelter was obviously right-handed. His right hand was holding the bear spray until Doloff pulled his gun. If self-defense was employed by anyone, it was Keltner in reaction to Doloff pulling the gun and leveling the gun at Keltner. Nine News is complicit. I agree. I agree to both of those. And so what Nine is now doing is they are springing their own defense by using their news to become their defense attorney. And it's despicable. And the fact that this news operator can sit there with that straight face and do it. He's involved as well because his can is on the line as well. Who did they trot out last night? Mitch Morrissey. You know, you'll get it right, but you're not going to get it right with Stanley and that other guy, Pete, somebody that they used, and now Mitch Morrissey. And they're working their self-defense. They're working up their self-defense by using their news media that they can proclaim, you know, our hands, they're doing the Pontius Pilate. I'm washing my hands. It's not us. We bring these out-of-towners in here. And here's Harriet the housewife who watches that and goes, oh, Channel 9's, they're helping investigate this. And they're bringing in out-of-towners to do their jobs. It's the same people. that's the part that really makes me laugh. That if you actually believe, you know, remember that gimmick called Follow the Pea? You know, the carnies, and they do it. I love when the Penn and Teller do that fool me or fool us. And the guy has the, you know, the peas and the pea shells. He's got the walnut shells and the pea, and he's moving his hands around. Where's the pea? And he turns it over, and of course, it's not there. That's what Nine's doing right now. And the gimmick, I think, is called Follow the Pea. Nine's playing Follow the Pea. All right. Today, coming to the house are our friends at Free TV. Going to do a bunch of cool upgrade stuff. I watched that Winchell thing last night. That was Free TV help. All of our favorite television channels and everything else that comes with it, plus all of these. What was I watching? Oh, and there's a documentary film on rockabilly, on the rockabilly scene. Really good. I watched that. Free TV helped me put together and save $1,500 a year. And Free TV's mission: educate, empower, and help you make smart decisions about TV, the internet, and entertainment technologies. And they're showing up at the family unit today. I know TV and internet tech can be intimidating and confusing, especially for me. But the experts at Free TV are here to help it make it a much easier task. And you don't do anything. I mean, just call them up. All right, man. Your cable bill will go higher. The team at Free TV keeps learn to talk, Peter. Free TV provides no obligation consultations to help you evaluate and do it better and get all these less. And again, why am I not reading well this morning? Lock into this, Peter. I encourage you, there you go, to get educated and start saving a bunch of money every month. Go to the website and learn now, FREETVEE.com. I know that one. FREETVEE.com. Make it easier. Simply call them for a free phone consultation right on the spot. 303-794-8600. 303-794-8600. The number again, 303-794-8600. A quick 5 minutes. Save $1,500 a year. Greater television. I'll see you on the other side. Get me out of this.